You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Welcome back to Fast Break Friday on the V Show, presented by Universal Windows Direct on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Mike Pratt's here. He's got to go do a game tonight. The Cats are back in action against Eastern. Who are you playing? I don't even know who you're playing, do you?
Mount St. Mary's.
Mount St. Mary's. We're playing.
Which is Maryland. From Maryland.
Yep, yep. Coached against them. They used to be Division II.
Okay. They're in the same league, I believe, if I read everything right, as Vermont and all those schools.
What the hell's the name of that league?
I got to pull my notes up.
I don't know.
I'm going to pull my notes up.
Northeast Conference? Could that be it? Or as Nick would say when he was little, maybe I'm just saying that. Let's see what league they're in. The Northeast Conference is... Nope, that's not it. How about the America East?
They are in.
Not the America East either.
No.
It's the... I know which one it is. It's the MAC with the double A's, right?
Double A's.
Is that right? MAC?
I think so, yep.
Nope, that's not it either.
Oh, no.
What the hell league are they in?
American East?
Nope, not it.
That's Vermont. All right. Northeast Conference preseason.
Oh, the Northeast. How stupid.
NEC.
Now I'm doubly embarrassed.
NEC.
It's my old league.
Oh, really?
But they weren't in it when I was in that league. They were still Division II at that time.
Robert Morris,
St. Francis of Brooklyn.
Wagner.
Yes. That's
Central Connecticut, Merrimack, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Hands a lot of those schools that were in that league were the Catholic schools that moved on to the
MAC. Fordham was Fordham
no,
in that?
No. But no. When I was in it, it was St. Francis, Pennsylvania, LIU, St. Francis of Brooklyn, Marist College, Fairleigh Dickinson in Connecticut, Wagner, Loyola of Maryland. Can't remember. I'm leaving. Central Connecticut joined right before I got out. They're still in it. Robert Morris is still in it. But now they've got Sacred Heart is in it. Mount St. Mary's is in it. Merrimack is in it.
Long Island?
Bryant is in it. LIU's in it and was in it then, too.
Okay.
They're still in it. So they have some, leagues. Even at that level, the teams come and go. It's not all just the big leagues that did it because of football. So I think the discussion about Kentucky legitimately has got to be I know fans lose their mind if for a bad possession, let alone a bad game. But putting that aside, you get one of those nights, they weren't really as jazzed up to play. They didn't play well. Evansville had returning guys, and they win the game. But I was surprised that the next game they didn't come out and play at a little bit higher level. Because you've been through that as a player and a coach. You lose a game that, in your heart of hearts, you think we definitely should have won that. You can't wait to get back out there. But they didn't really – they struggled in that next game as well.
Yeah, and I think they'll probably struggle tonight. That's what happened when Duke beat them last year in the first game.
A little hangover?
It took about 5 weeks.
Really?
Until we played Utah. I thought they played Utah and then Carolina, then you guys. And I thought they built up to the Utah game. I forget who the Saturday before Utah was. But anyway, I think it's going to take a while. I think they're trying to find themselves. I think that what I saw on Monday night was a team that was really confidence was shaken. They were shooting a scared stick. You remember as a kid, you ever hear that shooting a scared stick?
No.
That means you were guiding the ball.
Oh.
You weren't fluid.
Aiming.
With your
My father
shot.
Used to call it aiming.
Aiming, yeah. Well, we always called it shooting a scared stick. And I don't know where that came from, but it's
never
just
heard
an Ohio statement. And I think they're trying, what I see most of all, they're trying to find where they should be offensively, the kind of shots they should take. I think that their passing has fallen off. that passed the ball really good the first two times. And now they've become kind of ball holders at sometimes instead of just one more pass, opens things up. All those things that happen when your confidence is shaken and maybe you try to overdo it. The good news, though, the other night was that down the stretch, the veterans took over. And that didn't happen against Evansville. The veteran, I thought right down to the last minute, I thought we could lose it. But I thought, nah, it's okay. One of those
Somebody's
veterans.
Step up.
Yeah. And on top of that, is Quickly played so well in that loss, the only one to play well against Evansville. He didn't play the other night, okay, against Utah Valley. And they still played well. They got some good things out of the veterans that are on the floor. So, hey, it's going to be real interesting. I don't think they're as bad a shooting team as they shot. I'm not saying they're going to be a great shooting team, but I think they're going to be
better than an 8% three-point shooting
yeah,
team.
They're going to be very adequate. What they're going to have to do is make sure they rebound, which they at times struggled early. And their defense was so good up in New York and so good against Eastern and just wasn't there. And I got to think that was effort. That
well,
was all effort.
Yeah, that's your
you
focus.
Know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sestina had 12 rebounds in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nick Richardson had 10. Nate was 0 for 3 from the three-point line. You've gone to practice. He can make that shot, can he or not?
Oh, yeah. But practice shooting and game shooting, two different
yeah,
things.
But I mean,
yes,
it's not
can.
A stretch for him to
no,
shoot.
No. That matter of fact, I really think that's the best part of his game offensively.
To pick and pop him and do stuff
yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Think he's going to beat anybody with his back to the basket.
Right.
That doesn't mean he won't score. But he could be a putback guy, and he's a stretch big is what he is, and he hasn't stretched anybody yet because he hadn't knocked any down.
Anything. Yeah,
yeah, and the guards are going to be lead with their defense, Quickly, and Higgins. They're going to lead with that defense, you know, and Maxey's a very good defensive player right now. I think he's struggling, believe it or not, after Michigan State. His ball just is slow to come out.
Really?
He just doesn't step up there and shoot it like he did.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's like I'm trying to
figure
it out,
man. For one game, and everybody was like, this guy's
going
to be the real deal, but you forget it. That was still only – he's still only 5 games into his career.
Oh, yeah, listen, it's a long road. There's a long way to go, but it's a long road. You know that.
He only played 7 guys, though, and that seems to be his – and his heart of hearts, I swear to God.
Well,
I
you
think
had
he'd
two play. Guys who were out. You had to – would have played E.J. Montgomery.
Well, that's
and
right.
And Quickly, you know.
That's right.
He's going to play 9. Now, this kid, Dante
nine,
Allen.
That's a good number.
That's a good number. This kid, Dante Allen, that's been hurt, he's sitting over on the bench. He's a terrific scorer and shooter in high school. Be interesting. He's about to be cleared sometime here soon to play. It'll be interesting how and where he plays and what kind of minutes he gets. High school Mr. Basketball in Kentucky has a reputation as a shooter/scorer. Those kind of guys you need when you're having a hard time scoring the ball.
Yeah. What is the deal with Johnny Juzang? Is he going to be a major contributor or not? He played 17 minutes last game, but again, it was a very short bench. And all I heard about when he first came here is, boy, wait till you see this guy shoot it. And evidently, he doesn't defend it well enough to garner large minutes. Is that going to change anytime soon?
I don't know. I would say if you followed Calipari and in what he wants from his players, you better pick your defensive pace up if you're going to get minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that indeed is what he's struggling with, his defense
is it a technique or effort?
He doesn't understand angles. How many high school kids understand angles?
Well, especially if you're a good scorer, they don't even ask you to play defense.
And so until you figure that out and stay between the ball and the basket, you got problems.
Sponsored by the following.
Chris Mannix press conference brought to you by Class Act Federal Credit Union. It's like
straight A's
for
your money.
Text ESPN to 502-212-3167
to win.
Weekly Visa gift cards.
Let's go to Chris Mannix.
The number of plays that we're going to run, it really just depends on how effective the ones that we have in are, where our execution is with it, and then I've got to figure out as a team, you know, what's our learning curve? What's too many? So, we still have some other stuff that we have to put in, and I'm just trying to piecemeal it throughout the season. But we're a little bit fuller than we were when we started the year.
With the stuff that you have been running so far, do you think it's been executed to your liking?
For the most part, I mean, there's times where our execution could be better, an angle on a screen, the timing. But that's what practice is for, and that's where we're aiming to get that execution even better.
Chris, you seem to be pretty happy with point guard play so far. The fact that you tweaked your offense, the fact that not everything has to go through that position, how much do you think that's made a difference for those guys, maybe especially since Darius, since he was here last year?
I think Darius has matured. I think he's gotten better. You know, I still think there are areas that he needs to do a better job in. But I do think that, you know, our offense, like I said from day one, is a little bit more conducive to our personnel. And I think Darius, for the most part, understands who he is in relation to the rest of his team. I think he understands he's got a couple guys that can do damage in the interior. I think he recognizes who can really shoot the ball and how to get those guys looks. And I think Fresh has always really been that way.
Akron really hasn't had a ton of trouble with three teams that you all played. What jumps out at you about them?
Number one, they play really fast. Two, they have some guys that can, you know, shoot the ball at a really, really high level, both in the half court and the freedom that Coach Gross gives those guys in transition. So the blowout wins that they've had, none of those teams could keep them in the half court. They really go quickly from defense to offense, even on a made shot. So it's going to be the fastest team we've played by far. They have more threats on the floor than really any team that we've played thus far. So it's going to be a big challenge for us as a team defensively.
Do you do anything different when you're going to face a team that's a little quicker than the norm? As far as the preparation?
We certainly, you know, stress what they bring to the table. And there's a few drills that we may tailor practice to try to sharpen our saw in those areas. But, you know, we want to be good in transition defense no matter who we play. Certain teams make it easier, and our team just has to understand that Akron isn't.
A lot of people to work together. How important is it for you to know that every single guy on your team, if they pull down a rebound, can initiate the next play?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we're getting stops. If we're taking the ball out of the net, you know, we're not Carolina. You know, we're not going to play that way. We are going to push it. We're not going to walk the ball up. But, you know, for our team to be potent in transition, we got to get stops. And that was the key to the last 13, 14 minutes of the game is we did just that. You know, I think we have enough talent. We space the floor well. I think we're playing pretty unselfishly. We're obviously shooting the ball at a high level, and guys got to know their role within that break. But it all starts with getting stops.
Do you think the guys can sense that the competition level's about to rise a little bit?
They certainly better. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, all you have to do is look on paper. You know, if you're a player and you haven't had the opportunity to watch, you know, Akron like the coaching staff has, at least to this point, on paper it shows that, you know, we're playing a team that's more than capable. And they were down on the wire with West Virginia. They've won every game convincingly since then. So we recognize what a big challenge it is on Sunday.
Do you feel like the team's responded well since the last game?
Well, we really haven't had practice. Because of condensed week last weekend, you know, we playing on Sunday. You know, we did not practice on Thursday. So we're going to go two hard days leading up to the Akron game on Sunday.
Anything else?
Great, thank you. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Well, that was fast. That was a quickie. That could make the mixtape. Chris Mack, as the Cards getting ready for the team that of the teams in this global shootout. And again, for the people who don't understand how it works, it counts as one game, and the attraction for everybody is that for a team like Louisville, they get four home games because all four of the other teams come to them. The other teams get money, which they like, and they also get some home games. But everybody plays everybody else around Robin, so you get four games for the price of one.
Yes.
But of the other four teams that are in it, I think the team that Louisville gets next is the, other than Louisville, is the most difficult of the bunch. The other teams in it are Toledo and Youngstown State.
No, you're not playing Toledo.
Akron, excuse me. You're playing Toledo.
Yeah. No, we're not playing
Don't you
Toledo.
Who's Toledo? No. Toledo's on somebody's schedule.
They played Notre Dame last night.
That's what I was looking
Took
at.
Took them down
Thank
to
you.
Overtime.
They lost overtime.
Overtime.
Sorry. Excuse me. I apologize. Thank you. I should know who the opponent is. He just got through talking about it. The Akron Zips, I said that earlier in the show. But it's Akron, Youngstown State, and University of North Carolina Central. And then I think the weakest team, logically, because they're by far the youngest, was the USC Upstate team. But two of the teams from Ohio, you must be so proud.
Mac basketball, I'm telling you.
That's
Mac
a good
basketball,
league. And they've cranked out some coaches in that league, too.
Yeah, and they have in football. You know, football Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler,
Urban Meyer. Didn't Parsegian come out of that? I thought he did also.
Urban Meyer.
Yep.
Saban coached at Kent State.
Yeah, that's like been the cradle of coaches, as the cliche goes, in
it
football.
Has. And the kid, the guy that coaches Minnesota now, that Luke Fickell, is it Fickell? The coaches Minnesota, they're 9-1 now. He was at Western Michigan. He's the guy that says row the boat. His theme is row the boat, keep it going, stay in the boat, row.
I hate getting older. People are screaming at the radio because we should know his name. It's not Luke Fickell. It's PJ Fleck.
Fleck. Could not Fickell coaches Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Which is another Ohio. Is a really good team. Cincinnati's a really good team.
Yeah, they are.
Year.
They are. Yeah. So it's been a really strong football. You got a decent basketball league also. They've cranked out some coaches as well, but football, it's been extraordinary. So Louisville getting the Akron Zips, who are still, though, it still doesn't change what I said. They are the best of the four teams, and Louisville's going to have to play with a little bit more consistent effort than they got last game. But
I think Kentucky got the best of theirs the other night. Now, Utah Valley beat UAB right before.
Yeah,
they played
he's
us.
Done a good job there. That's Mark Pope's school.
No,
right?
he's at BYU.
Oh, he moved. Good Lord, I need to get. I need to update my phone here.
A guy named Mark Madsen.
Yeah, but that was the program he built, though. Didn't he?
Pope did. Yes. And now he's at BYU.
That's right.
And
I didn't know that too. But
and then Lamar. I don't know anything about Lamar. UAB's what I know.
Lamar said he may be the MVP. Oh, you're not talking about Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry.
He is the MVP. Yeah. No, Lamar comes up on Sunday. But I think Utah Valley is the best of that group. And then probably Lamar or UAB. I'm going to switch on you a little bit. How about the basketball issue? I wanted to talk about
that. I didn't even know about this. I mean, I was aware that different conferences had different basketballs that they use. And like football, I didn't even realize this. I did not know till this year that you get to play with your own ball.
That's right. That was in the article.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You travel with your own footballs. Your team has the ball. You punt it, and then we're done. And that's why those guys are on the sideline. You
throwing
see them,
the ball
and they fling the ball out there. Yeah. Now it's our turn to use our ball.
And in basketball, you might have, in a league, you might have four or five different balls. I mean, Nike, Adidas, Wilson, and I mean, there's five.
There's not even a league ball?
No.
That is bizarre.
Because all the schools have individual agreements.
It's the same thing with their shoe company. They use that company's ball.
And I believe, what's the one?
Baden? You looking for a ball brand?
I'm looking for a shoe brand.
Oh. Not Reebok, Nike, Adidas, Under Armour.
Under Armour. They have a ball, too.
They do?
For their schools, yeah. Yeah. So
I envision, you know, it would be good. It'd be really cool. Like, your team shoots. Our guy gets the rebound. There's a guy under the basket. I take the ball real quick, throw it to him. He throws me another one. And then we go down and we get to play with our ball. Now, that would be quality. I'd like that.
In the NCAA tournament, there is an NCAA tournament ball.
Yeah, that's made by
Rawlings.
Wilson Rawlings.
Yeah.
It's spun through. It was Spalding for a while.
Yes,
I remember
that.
Spalding. Spalding 100.
Was an old line company.
And then I could swear it was Wilson, but now I think it is Rawlings. I'm almost sure. That's kind of bizarre in many ways that everybody, I don't know, maybe it's not if you think about it. I mean, what difference does it make in football? Who cares? I mean, once the play's over, I'll use the ball I want to use.
You know, Louisville goes to play Duke and Carolina on a two-game swing. Let's just say I'm making it up. Louisville's an Adidas school. They'll probably use an Adidas ball. They go to Carolina, they got a Nike ball. Then they go to Duke 4 days later, they got back to Adidas, okay? And somebody in that mix is Under Armour. And so some of these coaches have like nine racks of balls they get a practice with.
I remember that. I was down at Texas Tech when Tubby was there, and I opened, went in. I was wandering around. There was nothing to do. I wound up wandering and opened a door, and it was their storage unit. And I was wondering, they had like 100 basketballs in there, they were all different brands.
Yeah.
And that would have been my whole budget.
You know what I used to hate?
By the way, the NCAA ball right now is the Wilson.
The Wilson.
Wilson ball.
Wilson 100.
I don't know what the model is. It's just a Wilson NCAA ball. The ball with ease and sureness. Now, no matter how much the game heats up with the Wilson trademark, official NCAA trademark, game basketball. They're not made of leather anymore.
I never liked the brand new ball.
They
always rolled brand new balls out in the NCAA. Always.
Yeah, but the new ones are not. The new
they're
ones
not
are tacky right away.
Yeah, I agree. But boy, though, back in the day, those new ones were slick, man.
I hated the new basketballs too. Yeah. But that's because they were all leather. These are what does it mean if it's a composite leather? It's partially leather? What is that?
Partial leather.
It's like a cow.
Mixed with something else.
A polyester cow? I mean, where does that come from?
Threw a pig ostrich. In with a cow. It threw an ostrich in with a cow, and it's a composite.
I visualize these little creatures that look like basketballs wandering around. They got a head, and it's got the little channels on it. It says Wilson on their stomach.
I got the greatest basketball story for you, Bob.
Okay.
My sophomore year, back then, you know, if you were in a regional, it was hosted by various schools, bid on hosting. Okay, in the Midwest, it was called the Midwest then. Or Mid East, I'm sorry, that Big Ten was there, the SEC. They would typically host a regional tournament. So my sophomore year, Kentucky was hosting. The next year, Wisconsin hosted. Okay, and the next year, Ohio State hosted. So you'd go there, and somebody had an advantage. If you were a Big Ten team, you had been to Ohio State or you'd been to Wisconsin. Marquette had been to Wisconsin to play in regular season. Purdue was in our region. They had played there. You know, we hadn't played in Wisconsin or Ohio State. But my sophomore year, there's Marquette, East Tennessee State, and Ohio State. And they always had a show Thursday before, because you played Friday, Saturday. Thursday before, they hosted a show. It was kind of like a old school press conference.
Okay.
And all the coaches were there, and Adolph was there, and they were talking back and forth about different things. And McGuire, Al, and I asked him one time about this, and he just laughed. He says that he thought after three or four different things, he said, "I think this whole thing is really unfair." He said, "Coach Rupp," he said, "I know you helped pave my driveway." You know, that's Al. He said, "I know you helped pave my driveway, but I can't understand why we're playing in the NCAA and using an Adolph F. Rupp basketball." And it got real quiet. This is on television. It got real quiet. And Adolph says, "Son, when you get good enough to have one of your own, we'll play with yours." There were like two John Wooden, and Dean was young then. He was an up-and-comer. It was like John Wooden and Adolph.
They were the official. They were the two of
maybe one more in the country that had their own basketballs, you know. And I've got one from that region.
Oh, my God.
I've got one from that region.
I wouldn't suggest you do it, but I'd be curious what it's worth. I'll bet you it's worth a lot of money on eBay.
Yeah, it's got stamped Mideast.
Let's go see.
Mideast region.
Let's go to eBay and see if there is an Adolph Rupp basketball.
Yeah.
Let's go see if we can find one here. I mean, that's got to be pretty damn rare. You know what ball we had, which is so funny when you're a kid, you think it's the coolest thing. I have no idea when my dad got them. But you're old enough to, I promise you, remember this ball. The McGregor X10L. Remember that ball?
Sure,
somehow he got
rubber.
Four brand new. This was leather.
Indoors?
Well, they had, this was the outdoor ball.
Okay.
And he got four brand new ones. And I kept them for like 30 years. I never wanted to use them because they were pristine. And the first thing he told me is, never use that ball outside. You know, if you take a leather ball outside, you ruin it.
Yeah.
So I never used it anywhere. So, I mean, I kept moving this. We kept buying houses. And I would keep moving these four basketballs. And finally I said, what the hell am I doing with these balls? We're going to break out an indoor basketball camp here. And, you know, it didn't make any sense. So.
And once you played with a leather ball, playing outdowns with that rubber ball was because it got slick quick. The rubber ball got slick quick.
That's why these kids, let's do the get off my lawn thing. These kids today, they don't know. They don't even play outside anymore. They're always inside, on wood, with scoreboards, with the good basketball.
Was there anything any better in your life than going out on a Saturday or Sunday and having the temperature about 25 degrees and have your cotton gloves on and shoot and play?
It's tough to play with gloves. That was always a tough thing because the ball would come right. You couldn't catch it. They'd throw it, slide right through your hands and hit you in the face.
But you had to wear them part of the time.
We had
cold
to play them until,
you know.
That's funny. Drew just sent me a funny text. I forgot about that. But I thought you were going to use the thing, which is absolutely true, though. And I think I did it just so I could know that when I got older, I could tell the story. When you went out in New York and you shoveled the court to go play, you shoveled just enough space so that you could go play. We did that. That was That was just so I could tell.
I think everybody did that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think at the parks, they'd show.
Yeah, I guess you probably did. That sounded more impressive. Like, you know how much we wanted to play? We went out and shoveled the court, and now we went and played. I can't find a damn Adolph Rupp ball for sale. Adolph Rupp comes up with basketball stuff like signed pictures or cards or trading cards.
I'm going to bring
cards.
That ball in here from the
there
NCAA
no
tournament,
basketball.
And I'll let you take a look at it.
Let me see.
Because I have a collection of basketball.
Let me see if I change the search criterion. Instead of Adolph Rupp basketball, just put Adolph Rupp ball, and maybe it'll come up as a basketball. Nope. Unfortunately, there is an actual company called Warren Rupp that makes sports balls. So that's what's coming up now.
I'm gonna.
Would you like a Warren Rupp?
No. No, I've got all I need right now, brother.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I got an official. The original Charlotte Hornets basketball stamp, Charlotte Hornets NBA.
It's you
NBA
and between basketball. You and Pink, you take everything that's not nailed down. Although Pink took all the damn.
Pink took a truckload.
Yes,
I just took
did.
A basketball
yeah,
here.
That's,
and there.
Right.
Pink
I
took
got
a
it.
Truckload.
That was,
come on.
I apologize to you. That was yeah. And Pink basically backed a moving van up.
He did. That's what he tells the story. He said that's what he did.
I'd love to have one of those red, white, and blue balls, but he guards those.
That
like,
would be my last piece of my collection.
You could die a happy man.
Yes, I could. Yes, I could.
Red. How were they to play with?
No problem.
Yeah, I heard. I used to have players like they thought they were slicker, and I actually have held a couple. They felt no different than a regular ball.
No, not at all. And certainly didn't bother the shooters in that league because there was a bunch of shooters.
I wish they would go back to.
Well, once you saw that ball and you played with it, you know, practiced with it one day, the red, white, and blue thing never became a factor.
No, and plus it looked beautiful when the guy would take the perimeter shot, and not just when it would go around like for a free throw where you were holding it with your index finger on the air valve and the red, white, and blue would go. But, you know, sometimes you catch a ball, you don't have time to center it like a kicker, so you just shoot it the way you catch it. I didn't even mind it that way. When it was like sideways, it was still rotating.
What is it about you learn to center that ball, as you called it? When you caught a ball, I don't care what kind of ball it was, you had a tendency, your hands
moved
that ball to where
natural,
you wanted.
Yeah, just kind of
natural, I think. Yeah, yeah.
But the holders amaze me how they do that. They catch it and spin it and get the laces away. So,
and when they don't get those laces, baby, they don't make the field goal.
Check my phone. I'm getting also – Nick is doing it to me again. He's big-headed producing where he says,
wow.
Let me give him too many elements and make him look like the horse's ass.
Okay, I said –
Which do you want me to do, the phone or my phone?
Well,
which would you like?
Take a phone. Take a call.
Okay, and who are these people? There's no screen in here.
Okay. The first one is Ken.
Ken, I'm doing him that right now. Go ahead, put that on the mixtape. Knock yourself out. Have fun.
One.
And
he's on one.
Okay. And then we'll do the
then
other
the
guy.
Text.
Put that on.
Then
the
go to your phone.
All right.
And then go to New York Mike.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Okay.
Is
so
that really hard?
This is Kent. Well, you threw.
I said Ken. K-E-N. Don't say Kent.
I said Ken. I didn't say
Kent.
I apologize.
Hey,
what's going on? What's going on, Ken?
Hey, afternoon. You guys behave now. Hey, just y'all were talking about that. I got to test Mike's memory because I did not look this up. Who was the manufacturer of the ABA ball?
I got it right here. I can tell you. It was made by Rawlings. I've got a picture of it right there on my phone.
Rawlings.
I was looking it up.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know if you were doing it as a quiz. I thought you were actually asking. I didn't mean to ruin your quiz.
Yeah, no. I didn't, because I don't know. I was just quizzing Mike because obviously he shot the ball there with it.
Yeah, yeah that's,
you
yeah.
Don't sit
yeah.
There and you don't look at the manufacturer's name all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one more little piece of info. When the ABA was started, the Pacers and the Colonels were original teams, obviously. Well, Mike Storen was the general manager at the Pacers, and he and the one or two of the owner group, they got the trademark on that ball. Every red, white, and blue basketball that was sold, they made a nickel or a dime off of.
Nice
and
deal.
They ultimately sold it, but they locked that thing up. And then Mike Storen became GM here with the Colonels.
Colonels, right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he did that when he was with the Pacers. When the league started, they got the trademark on that basketball.
Well, that's a good piece of information.
All right, brother.
Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, man.
Now.
Appreciate it. All right, now that was that. Then Nick said, go to my phone. I don't know what that is, so let me go see what the hell that means. I don't know what do you want me to read this? I don't know if you wanted me to read this, because I didn't know. We kind of did this on the sly. when Louisville won the regional in Portland and the game was over?
Yeah.
Is this what you wanted me to read, Nick, or did you have something else? This is what you wanted me to read? That, the Diener thing? They just flipped the ball to the scorer's table, and nobody took it. It was just sitting there.
Wow.
So Diener and I took it. We took it home.
You and Diener? Who's got it, you or Diener?
I don't have it. He must.
Oh, so
there,
man.
It is. He got Rick to sign it, evidently, and there it is.
Wow.
So I guess it's in his house. So I'm glad we helped decorate your home, Diener.
There you go. That's got to be worth some money. An official NCAA basketball.
Well, either that or the NCAA is going to come looking for us and say you probably shouldn't have done that. So,
well, you're a pimple on a gnat's ass to the NCAA.
Are you kidding? That's exactly the kind of thing they'd make a big deal about.
Oh, don't even go there.
I mean,
man,
you kidding me? That's what they did. The Hanksome Division III guy out to dry because he posed for a swimming poster.
Or they'll give you a technical. Give the radio analyst a technical for doing that, right?
Oh, it says I had to. Oh, that's what happened. He did. He had to. That's, God, Drew, you got a better memory than I do. The guy threw it, and Drew had to catch it. It was about to break all our equipment.
Oh.
And then nobody came and got it. And it says we gave one to the family hit by a hurricane. That was nice of us, or him to do. I didn't remember doing that, but we're nice guys, evidently. Hey, we got to do our football picks on the other side. Oh, New York Mike first. All right, New York Mike. Nope, too bad. Already pushed the button. New York Mike, what's on your mind?
Bob, I wanted to say congratulations to you for the award you won last night.
Thank you. We do an unusual show, so I appreciated that at least some other people are having a little fun with it as well. So thank you.
Okay. Everybody out here that I talk to that knows you, they love you.
No, I like them too, so tell them thank you.
I'm selling them, if you don't mind, I'm going to sell them some bumper stickers that say, "Let no one return from the grave to say if I only listened to Bobby V, I'd be alive today."
Now we've gone a little too far, but okay, it was good up till then.
All right, how about this one?
Okay.
"I'm on the border of insanity and I have no passport."
I like T-shirts like that. I saw the good one I liked in the airport the other day. You'd appreciate this. It said, "Member National Sarcastic Society." And underneath it says, "Like we need your support."
That's funny,
I like
man.
That one.
I'm
like
get my brother a shirt like that.
I like that.
Hey, Bob, I've been meaning to ask you a question for a couple of weeks, and I keep forgetting, but I got to do it. My cousin in New York, he wants figures of baseball players, but not bobbleheads, but actual little figures. Do you know where he could get them on the internet?
I just pulled my headset out and missed what he said. What did he say?
Figures of
like
baseball
figurines?
Players.
Yes.
Oh, like
not
bobbleheads.
In my office that Jason Entz gave me of Joe DiMaggio. Did you see it?
No. Uh-huh.
Pretty nice.
Maybe
yeah.
McFarlane. Remember the McFarlanes?
Yeah, this was
then
not
before
a McFarlane.
Before that starting lineup, they had those.
Yeah. He's collecting
those.
That's
like eBay.
Those. Yeah. Yeah, tell him to go check out this site called eBay.
You might find it.
Oh, trust me, he did. He did. But I'll tell him again that you said check eBay.
All right.
I want to give you some games. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, did you had the Colts last night, and how many were they getting, 3 or 3.5?
Well, you gave me the introduction, 3.5.
So they won. So you won.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes, they did.
One on the hook.
3 years from now, nobody's going to know that they won by half. They're just going to know.
Doesn't matter. They pay you. You know what?
If
they won
W.
by 3, 30, or 33, they pay you the same way, pal. So that's good for you. So a win last
night. I know. I'm glad you agree.
Very
nice. I'm going to give you a Friday night game, a Saturday, and a Sunday.
Right.
And then I'm going to give you a lock for Sunday.
All right? I'm ready.
Tonight, I like Wyoming -6.5 against Colorado State.
All right, let me see if I can find that game if I have the same
thing. -6.5.
What league
minus
are they in? What is that? Wyoming and who?
WAC. Aren't they in the WAC?
Western Colorado Athletic? State.
Let's see if they're in the WAC. Are they in the WAC? Oh, man.
They used to be in the WAC. They may have gone to a different league.
All you got to put is Wyoming versus Colorado State.
Yeah, but it does the scores on ESPN.com by conference. Big Sky? Well, there is no WAC. WAC doesn't play football.
Can you use the site that I use?
No. What game were you saying here?
I like Wyoming tonight, -6.5 against Colorado State.
Colorado State.
All right, Colorado State. I have no earthly idea what league I'm looking for.
When I had Louisiana.
West. Here it is. They're in the Mountain West. You people are screaming at your radio. The spread I have is Wyoming at home by 6.5. And what's your pick on that?
6.5 Wyoming.
All right. So you're taking Wyoming and laying the 6.5. All right?
Yes.
Good enough. All right.
on Saturday. There's a Big Ten East Division game. Okay. I guess it's the game of the day. Ohio State is playing Penn State.
Right.
Ohio State is minus 18, so Penn State is plus 18.
18 and a half, actually.
Oh, that sounds good. Somewhere, you know, some places it's 18, 19, but I'm going to stick with 18. I think that's what it's going to be tomorrow.
All right.
Ohio State this season is 10-0, and Penn State is 9-1. Penn State, the last four games, or the three games they played against Ohio State, are 3-0 against Ohio State. So that's a good figure right there, 3-0. And that's the game I got for Saturday. Ohio State, minus 18.
He almost always picks opposite the Sagarins. The Sagarins say you should take Penn State in that game. So okay,
I just said that.
You said
he did. No, he said he. Mike said you'd take Penn State in the points.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said you'd take an Ohio State. I misunderstood. Okay.
No, I was just giving you the game.
Oh, good. Beautiful.
I
like
when. Take Penn State plus 18.
When your pick and the Sagarins have been the same, I don't think you've lost a game this year. So that's a good sign. All right. What else we got?
Hey, can I just brag on myself once?
Sure. Knock yourself out.
All right. Last night, the Thursday night game, I had Indy against Houston, right?
Yeah, we already said that.
The Thursday before, I had Cleveland against Pittsburgh. Remember that?
I do.
The week before that, I had Oakland against the Chargers. Remember that?
You own Thursday night, my friend.
And the week before that, I had Arizona plus 10 against San Francisco, and they only lost by 3. You're right. I could go on and on, but I just wanted to give you the last ball game.
Yeah, you are kicking the spit out of Thursday night.
People, stick with that Thursday night,
that's
Mike.
It, baby.
Yeah.
Load up on unbuckle, as Mike says, on
unbuckle,
Thursday night.
Baby.
All right. What else you got for us?
All right, on Sunday, I like the Sunday night game. Green Bay is getting 3.5 against San Francisco. Green Bay is the underdog, but they're 7-2-1 the last 9 games against San Francisco against the spread. Straight up on Sunday night, they're 22-12 against the spread. They're 21-12-1. San Francisco, they're not too good as a Sunday night. But Green Bay beat Carolina last week, and they beat the spread, and they beat them straight up. And the week after, they had a bye week. So every time they come off a rest, they win the next game. But I'm going to give you – I hope you don't get mad, but I gave this game that I'm going to give you the lock of the day for Sunday. I gave it to Worldwide because I didn't know he was leaving.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Is that all right?
Fine. I'll go beat whatever he wins on it. I'll go beat it up and take it from him like his bus pass in New York City. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, how much were those? I was talking to my brother about that. Were those 50 cents a week or 50 cents a month?
I don't know. I just talk a big game. I grew up on Long Island. We didn't have bus passes. I go by what my brothers told me, so I don't even remember.
Okay. All right, Chicago is the lock of the day for Sunday. They're playing the New York Giants.
They're laying Chicago. 6, and you'd say lay
minus
those
six,
points.
That's what I got.
Okay. The Bears minus 6.
Chicago is 6-4, and the Giants are 2-8. Straight up on the... No, you know, I never did this before, but I'm going to give you numbers that are only for November.
Okay.
I'm going to see how it works. In November, 61-58 straight up in Chicago, 67-47 against the spread, and the most recent trend the last four games is 4-0. At home, the New York Giants are 50 straight up and 65. So they won 50 and lost 65, and against the spread, they're 2-0. So the lock four, what did I say it was, Bob?
Minus 6, the Bears.
You got it. And, right. Hey, I ain't going to hold you. I guess you're going to have a lot more people call in and congratulate you. But I just wanted to jump in because it's Friday.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Good luck to you. Good talking to New York, Mike.
See you, Mike.
We got to get this break in and hustle back and do our picks. So we'll do that, and we'll come back on ESPN Radio.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows.
Hey, it's Bob Valvano. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free, no limits, and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 502-487-5200 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Connecting locally, powered nationally. Century Mortgage Company is a community lender catering to your every need. Our commitment to personal local business drives us to deliver exceptional service to our clients and community. Whether it's a new home or refinancing your investment, consider Century Mortgage Company, Kentuckiana's top mortgage lender and Kentucky's largest locally owned mortgage banking institution.
Low rates and our dedication to closing loans in under 30 days make today a great day to visit CenturyMortgage.com. Century Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3925. Start your holiday shopping now with a holiday loan up to $3,000 from Class Act Federal Credit Union. November 1st through January 31st, get a 2% rate discount, 60 days no payments, and new this year, one lucky member will be chosen at random to have their loan paid off by Class Act. Up to $3,000. Visit classact.org and click on promotions to learn more. That's classact.org. Class Act Federal Credit Union, supporting the educational community.
Did you know that every diamond at Genesis Diamonds is over a billion years old? That's before dinosaurs, even before some of the stars in the sky. These elusive stones were originally formed miles beneath the Earth's surface, each one born in a volcanic explosion, yet kept hidden for generations. It's a fact that for every 1-carat diamond at Genesis Diamonds, trained miners blasted through over 200 tons of rock, and skilled experts sifted through the rubble to find the highly sought-after rough diamonds. Then expert cutters spend untold hours shaping and polishing each stone, unlocking its beauty and fire and brilliance. From the hands of the craftsman direct to you, these magical stones are your piece of eternity. Precious, rare, unique, indestructible, and treasured all over the world. Oh, and the unbeatable prices at Genesis Diamonds? They're just a bonus. Genesis Diamonds, uncompromising quality, unimaginable value.
Hey guys, Yaya again here from Mill & Tony. Holidays are right around the corner, so keep Mill & Tony in mind for all your holiday catering needs. So holler at your girl at 502-742-8210. Save 10% on all catering orders of $150 or more. I'm so good, I'm Italian mother approved. Just ask Darlene.
Hey everybody, Darlene Valvano here. What are you kidding? There's nothing better in this area. Hey, take it from me, and if you don't, tough luck. More for us.
Today, Rob made the last payment on a 30-year mortgage, and boy, does it feel good. Over those 30 years, Rob and his wife, Nicole, have raised a family in that home, renovated the kitchen twice, added a bathroom, finished the basement, and enclosed the deck. Rob and Nicole have stuck by each other, and Kentucky Farm Bureau has stuck by them. Because it's not just Kentucky's Farm Bureau, it's Rob and Nicole's happy place, Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment.
As you hear basketballs bouncing, that must mean the weather's getting colder, which means you have to ask yourself if your heating system is ready for the season ahead or headed to the bench. Right now from DFH Company, get a rebate of up to $500 and 18 months same as cash financing on a qualifying train system. It's hard to stop a train, and it's hard to not call DFH Company today at 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions subject to credit approval.
Pining for the days of the traditional men's barbershop? Look no further than Big League Haircuts. Serving Louisville for the past 15 years with men in mind. Enjoy a professional haircut that includes shampoo, neck massage, and free neck trims between paid visits for men. All while watching your own personal TV in each chair. No uncomfortable upselling. It's all at one price. Use their convenient online check-in on Facebook and hit the Book Now link. Four locations to conveniently serve all of Louisville. Play hard, look good with Big League Haircuts.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics. Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line. From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging, this approach makes a difference.
My name is Steve Bosco, General Manager of Prodigy Construction. I've been part of the Commonwealth Bank and Trust family since 2016. While other banks can take a simple process and make it complicated, CB&T keeps things simple. They're honest, fair, and transparent. If you're looking for a bank for your business, let me know. I'll take you to lunch with my banker. Having CB&T as a partner is like having a banker in the family.
See more business banking stories at bankerinthefamily.com.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in the hands or feet? Continual numbness, tingling or burning sensation, balance problems, decreasing the quality of your life? This is Mike Pratt, University of Kentucky Basketball Hall of Famer. I am here to talk to you about Dr. Anthony Sears, author of Your 21st Century Doctor. One issue that has long frustrated Dr. Sears, that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of, is the potential dangerous side effects of the prescription drugs that they are using. They are unaware of recent studies that reveal the very drugs they're taking are actually making the condition worse. Dr. Sears' passion is showing patients how to reverse their neuropathy and live without the fear of the inevitable downward spirals created by the disease itself and the typical cocktail drug approach. To learn more, I invite you to his free seminar, Blueprint to Neuropathy. This seminar is free. Seating is limited. Call now to reserve your spot, 1-888-655-PAIN. Again, 1-888-655-PAIN.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus, 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
Hey, this is Mike Pratt, and do you know what sets a community bank apart from the rest? Friendly service, attention to detail, focus on making sure customers get what they need. At River City Bank, you will receive all of that and more. Be it a home improvement project, construction of a new home, or a bridge loan, their team is with you every step of the way. Visit any convenient River City Bank location or online at rivercitybankky.com. Hometown banking, hometown people, River City Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I mean, our show of all shows should definitely have all the dead air we have sponsored by some funeral home. Drew, are you listening? That is a perfect sponsorship opportunity. Whenever we have like those 8-9 seconds of nothing, we come back and I just say, you know, that dead air brought to you by Ratterman's Funeral Home. You know, if you're dead, give him a call.
Bob Valvano Funeral Home. You stab him, we slap him.
That's it. He's been waiting for that. How you doing? City Morgue, you kill him, we chill him. That's what my roommate used to say. All right, let's get to the order of business here. I was 2-3 last week, definitely another meh week. Mike was 4-1, pretty good. I don't know how the college Sagarins did overall last week, but just for the record, if you're scoring at home, they like Michigan laying 9.5, Penn State plus 18, Minnesota minus 13.5, App State minus 29, UCLA plus 14, Cincinnati minus 10, Utah State plus 9, and sadly for Louisville fans, Syracuse plus 9. But hopefully that be Louisville wins by 8. We'd be perfectly happy with that. But they say that margin, according to the Sagarins, don't yell at the messenger, is just a little too big. The Kentucky game was a no play on this, so the Sags are not going to help me because they are 29.5 point favorites, and the Sagarins say they should be 28 point favorites. So I am going.
Well, I would
to
think
have
that
to,
in that game, to Louisville and Kentucky's games, if they can get up, they're going to play a lot of these guys that haven't played. Because, you know, you have three or four games where you can play and
yes,
still be a redshirt.
Good point.
These two games, if they get up, make a lot of sense, don't they?
Well, I'm going to start, and I fully expect Kentucky to win and be bowl eligible, which would be terrific for football in this area. But all of them, Indiana, Louisville, and Kentucky, would all then be bowl eligible. But I don't think they're going to cover the 29 points. The Sagarins say, based on recency, they should win by 25. And Tennessee Martin, while being overmatched, is actually a pretty decent team. They've got like wins or something, don't they?
So yep.
I think that when you have that many wins in your book, you can kind of hang around for a while. So I'm going to take the UTM boys, and I'm ahead 29.5-0 right now. You have to deal with Louisville laying 9. How do you feel about that?
I'm taking Syracuse. I'm taking Louisville.
U of L. All right, goes U of L minus 9. All right.
I'm going to give you one here, big boy.
Okay, go ahead.
Iowa State hosting the Kansas Jayhawks. Iowa State's 24.5 point favorite.
Again, he does this on purpose. That's why he's winning. He's figured out the way to beat me, is to give me these ridiculously one-side games. But that's okay. I don't complain. I just play the game. Iowa State at home laying 24.5. The Sagarins say that's too many, so I'm going to go with the Fighting Les Miles.
Okay.
Take Kansas plus 24.5, right? I'm on the hook, right?
Yes.
All right. I give you much better games. I'll put you in Big Ten country, although this is still a big margin, and that is Ohio State and Penn State. 10-0 versus 9-1. It's in Columbus. Set the shoe. 18.5.
Oh, I got to go with Penn State. They're too good to get beat.
Penn like State plus 18.5. That's what the Sagarin
don't think they can beat Ohio State, but I'm going to take the points.
It's too many points. All right, where are you taking me
all
next?
All right, I'm going to take you to South Bend, Indiana, where the Notre Dame Fighting Irish host Boston College.
Boston College has been all over the map this year. They have had games they've scored 50 points, given up 50 points. Notre Dame is laying 20.5. The Sagarins say that this game should be 20.5. It's right on the number. Boy, oh boy. I'm going to think this is a crappy game for Boston College. So I don't know why. I shouldn't, because if ever they were fired up for anybody, it should be Notre Dame. It's like going to company headquarters.
Right. Meeting right in the middle.
Boston College. Yeah, it's like going to company headquarters. Catholic school, going to Notre Dame. I have no strong feeling about this. I wouldn't bet it with your money, but I'll take Notre Dame and lay a lot of points. And that means Notre Dame is laying, how many did I say I'm laying?
20.5.
20.5. I don't feel good about that, which means I'll probably win it. I will give you now, I'm going to beat you to the punch. I'm taking you out to the Pac-12.
Ooh.
The Pac-12 is a good matchup. See, this is the kind of matchup you should be looking at. Cal and Stanford. Cal's 5-5. Stanford's 4-6. It's at Stanford. Stanford's a 2.5-point favorite. That's a tough one. Who are you taking there?
Well, I'm taking the home team.
Stanford, I'm going to lay the 2.5. Sagarin say that's going to be a tough one. They should be favored by a point. And if you go by recency, Cal should be the favorite. So you're flying in the face of Mr.
Sagarin.
Okay, so how many are you laying? 2.5?
Yes.
All right, last college game. What are you giving me?
I've got two here. Let's stay in the Big Ten. Iowa hosting Illinois.
Iowa hosting Illinois. Iowa's laying 15.5. And I think this is one the Sagarin says you wouldn't bet, so it's going to be close to the real number. Iowa's laying 15.5. They should be laying 17, but based on recency, they should only be laying 12. But I'm not giving as much emphasis to recency. That's one game or two games as opposed to a whole season. So I'll take Iowa and lay the points. So I'm laying, 15.5?
15.5, yes, sir.
And we haven't done anything in the Big 12, so let's go into the league where defense is a dirty word. And we'll give you West Virginia at home hosting Oklahoma State. West Virginia is actually a 6-point underdog at home. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to take West Virginia in the points.
West Virginia,
yep,
plus 6. Mm-hmm. Sagarins would disagree. So Sagarins say Oklahoma State should win by 10.
Okay.
So we'll see how that plays out. All right, now we go to the National Football League. And I go first, so give me a game and I will take a shot at it.
Chicago entertaining your boys, the New York Giants.
That's the game that was New York Mike's best bet. He thinks taking Chicago and laying the 6 is the thing to do. He often is at odds with Sagarin. He uses his own criteria. The Sagarins say that the Bears should be favored. No, he's right. Bears should be favored by almost 11. So I will go. That's two games where New York Mike is in. So for me, the two best plays of
the
week are Penn State and the Bears. And right. I like the best game. I always like if there's two games like I was deciding, I like the one with the home team.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So Chicago laying 6 may be the best bet of the week. You, I will give. So I did give you your pumpkin heads again.
You did. And I beat them. Beat them with Buffalo and Pittsburgh.
All right. The Browns. That's a game of
Miami.
Two pretty bad teams, but Browns are 4-6. They're not bad anymore.
Yeah,
all right. Browns laying 10.5 against Miami with Pick Patrick, who is can throw 5 touchdowns or 5 interceptions.
How many are they giving?
They're laying 10.5.
Oh, well, that's too many. So I'm taking the Fighting Don Shula's.
Wow. All right. So Miami. Actually, you'd be happy to know the Sagarins say the Browns can cover.
Really?
Browns should be 12-point favorites.
How about that? Wow.
Miami. That's amazing. Miami's been playing better. And you know what?
They have been
couple
playing
things.
Better.
A, now they realize they're not going to get the first pick anyway because Cincinnati's going to beat them to the punch. And B, Tua's hurt. Now the motivation to tank is not quite as great. What do you do, by the way, if you're an NFL team? Do you take
Tua? I'll
tell
you, there's a lot of questions about his health and his ability to stay healthy. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's had a lot of injuries. And I don't know. You know, he's awfully talented. But awfully talented.
At the NFL, the quarterback position, you can't do it without a good quarterback. But boy, oh boy, did the landscape
Everybody thought
there.
The Miami was going to tank it and
yeah,
go lose
said,
the every game all
every
year.
Game. And then they won two. And Ryan Fitzpatrick's an interesting guy for me. He's had some really good games. And he's just seems like he's a survivor. He's like the unsinkable Molly Brown. That was a movie.
There's just not enough quarterbacks.
Well, not enough good ones anyway. If you are going to make a prediction today, before I let you go, Alabama in the playoffs or not when it's all said and done?
No, not.
You don't think they're going to make it?
Don't think so.
Two out, they're done. Huh?
Yep.
They're on the outside looking in now.
Right. I think that if LSU continues on, it'll be LSU-Georgia, okay? Now, they might have an outside shot if LSU loses in the championship game, but if LSU wins the championship, Georgia wins and LSU loses, LSU's got such a terrific schedule.
They'll both go. But if Georgia loses, maybe they get bounced.
Maybe they get bounced and maybe Alabama hangs around. Alabama's schedule is going to hurt them ultimately because people want it to hurt them.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay? They're looking for reasons.
They're looking for reasons.
Sick of the same agenda.
Yes,
no question.
Yes. But I like those Buckeyes now.
Whew. Yeah.
Buckeyes are good. I've liked them all year long.
I agree with you. Happy Thanksgiving. So we won't have a show next week as we're off, so thank you very much.
And Trafe. Safe travels.
Yes. Well,
there you go. I got it out.
Just of what you meant.
Haven't had a drop to drink either. I just can't talk anymore.
Folks in Louisville, you got another hour to go. It's ESPN Radio.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.